Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
You probably have been going to church for some reasonable time, but are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? Do you abide in Him? Does His Word abide in you? Hello there. My name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, True Discipleship. Disciples indeed are free indeed. There was a day I went out to witness it, that is, to share my faith with people. In the process, I met a woman with whom I spoke. As I talked with her, she interjected, "I would like to join your church on one condition. Do you see visions in your church? You know, the Bible says that people perish for lack of vision." In response, I asked her what she meant by seeing visions. You know, that you would be able to see the future for somebody. That was supposed to be her understanding of the scripture that says, where there is no vision, the people perish. I asked her where she got that from. "I heard when they were preaching in church. Did you check it up in the Bible?" "No, I didn't." "Well, always check up what it is you are told is from the Bible or anything else you are taught. I would like you to do the same for what I have shared with you today." In the past, apprenticeship was the primary method by which a person learned a profession or trade. Through an on-the-job training system, you learned or gained the understanding of something by doing. Practice made you perfect. Apprenticeship was also the same way a person imbibed a philosophy or way of life. The relationships of teacher-pupil or master-disciple and mentor-mentee were clearly understood and practiced. You observed what your master or mentor did, and then you did likewise. At a certain point in your training, you began to teach others what you were taught and encourage them to practice what your teacher practiced. In this instance, you were called a disciple or someone disciplined unto your teacher. Obedience to the primary teacher's teachings became the pattern of life of the disciple. This principle is expressed in Jesus' instructions in these passages. "Then Jesus came close to them and said, 'All the authority of the universe has been given to me. Now, wherever you go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to follow all that I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you every day, even to the completion of the age.'" Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, "When you continue to embrace all that I teach, you prove that you are my true followers. For if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom in your lives." Someone I read recently said he was told by a linguist that in about 20 of the world's primitive languages, a single word was used to mean the verbs to believe and to do. He said that as man became more civilized, the meanings were separated into different words. Consequently, it has become possible for a person to say he believes in something or someone without practicing or living after what or who he claims to believe. Precept, belief, and practice are mutually inclusive as inseparable concepts in biblical perspective. James pointed out that true faith is evidenced in corresponding action when he stated that faith without works is dead. "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." What does it mean to know the truth? Is it having information in your head? You and I know people who have a lot of information in their head that does them no practical good. Knowing the truth is a product of intermingling with the Lord, based on your personal relationship with Him. This creates an effective understanding of His teaching, which enables you put it in practice. To know the truth intimately is the result of continuing or abiding in Christ's Word. It is disciples indeed, those who abide in the Word, that come to know the truth, that are free indeed. There are a lot of believers who suffer bondage to sin, debilitating habits, and relentless attacks from the devil consistently. Others abound in religiosity, but they are not free indeed. Many, like the woman I spoke of earlier, have heard teachings that sound like the truth, but indeed are not. Consequently, the teachings and traditions of men make the Word of God of no effect in their lives, so they remain in bondage. Thus, they are perpetually in search of freedom or deliverance from one thing or the other. But you can be free indeed. That is a practical reality. Today, you can decide to be a true disciple of Christ and not just someone's convert. Disciples continue in His Word, consistently hearing the Word. They receive and build their faith through meditation. They receive revelation knowledge, mixing the Word with faith in practice. Keeping the Word prevails, becomes productive in their lives as they experience the glorious liberty of the sons of God. And with the joy, they draw benefits from the wells of salvation. You probably have been going to church for some reasonable time, but are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? Do you abide in Him? Does His Word abide in you? True disciples have an intimate relationship with Jesus, the truth, whom they follow closely. Are you a disciple indeed? Are you free indeed? Disciples indeed are free indeed. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.